And now this is a dictation for Wanda, W-A-N-D-A, or Dickirk, O, D as in David, Y-K-I-R-K, March 26, 1939, addressed as a letter to Dr. Ball, B-A-L-L, 7756472. Dear Terry, T-E-R-R-Y, a follow-up for Mrs. Odie Kirk with chronic kidney disease, history of renal cancer, left-sided nephrectomy, also prior history of breast cancer. Last visit was in January. She's been admitted to the hospital twice, April and May. Extremely poor nutrition, limited mobility, comes in a wheelchair, severe colitis, has been treated as potential induced by Keytruda, K-E-Y-T-R-U-D-A. Follows with Dr. Lewandowski, L-E-V as in Victor, A-N-D-O-S-K-I. Significant weight loss, comes accompanied with husband. They are trying to encourage to eat frequently, protein sources and others. She complains of no appetite, as well as her taste is gone, denies vomiting dysphagia, denies odynophagia. She has 6 bowel movements a day, liquid. It was questioned melanotic stools, now they are more maroon. She's incontinent of stool as well as the urine. Minor abdominal discomfort on the left sided, lower part. Denies infection in the urine, a stable edema, up to the knee without ulcers, uses inhalers for COPD, has not used any oxygen or CPAP machine, no purulent material hemoptysis, no gross orthopnea PND, some bruises of the skin but no headaches, bleeding nose or gums, completed physical therapy a couple of weeks ago. I review recent 2 admissions and discharge summary and review medication list. She remains on inhalers for COPD, for her breast cancer on anastrozole, A-N-A-S-T-R-O-Z-O-L-E, Jardiance, Losartan, Nifedipine, also Januvia. Recent influenza and COPD exacerbation. Next paragraph. On physical exam, she looks frail, extremely weight loss, skin to bones, hard of hearing but normal speech, COPD abnormalities, no local labial wheezes, no pericardial rap, minor discomfort lower abdomen but no gross distension, edema up to the knees, no ulcers, 2-3 plus, no cellulitis, no blisters, no focal deficits, normal speech. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries are from June. Creatinine is stable around 1.13, representing a GFR 47. True GFR probably is lower than this, given the severe weight loss. Low sodium at 126, upper normal potassium, normal acid base, normal calcium, glucose in the 300s, A1C at 9.7, high white blood cell count 35,000, anemia 9.7, normal platelet count, has low protein, low albumin, liver function test is not elevated. PTH not elevated, has normal ferritin but low iron saturation, prior phosphorus in the low side, at the time of hospital admission C. diff was negative, she is negative testing for TB as well as hepatitis B and C. Stool sample for calprotectin, CALPROTECTIN has been elevated, positive being 120. She's being as high as 900 2 months ago. Thyroid studies were normal. Most recent CT scan, PET scan, on the left hemi abdomen and posterior pelvic shows large soft tissue with increased activity. Suspected for metastasis. There are other suspicious lesions on the left side of the abdomen. In April, right kidney at 10.3 without obstruction, prior left sided nephrectomy. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Excuse me, before that, echocardiogram, normal ejection fraction, that's half tricuspid mitral valve regurgitation. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Patient has chronic kidney disease without progression. True GFR probably is worse than calculated given the severe muscle wasting. At the same time, there is no indication for dialysis. She has a prior left-sided urothelial cancer with resection. She has also prior breast cancer left-sided, was exposed to Keytruda, and there has been concerns for autoimmune inflammatory colitis. Concern for malignancy activity. Needs to follow with oncology. Prognosis is very guarded. Blood pressure presently running low, which is from the poor intake and weight loss. We are going to stop nifedipine. If blood pressure at home remains less than 140, less than 90, we're also going to stop the losartan. She has received intestinal steroid treatment for the colitis, also has received iron infusion for anemia. She was placed on Jardiance, monitor glucose, monitor urinary tract infection. Prognosis is poor, also discussed with the patient and husband, end of dictation. This was a prolonged visit, close to an hour, end of dictation.